We're in Simen Kuf Chaf Ches. We're up to Sif Chaf Aleph, and we'll be doing from Chaf Aleph through Chaf Gimel. Chaf Aleph. Ein HaKohanim Rashayim L'Nagein B'Birkas Kohanim Shnayim O Shlosha Nigunim. It is not right for the Kohanim to sing two or three Nigunim, meaning that they should be changing the tune in the middle of the Birkas Kohanim. And why is that? Mishum De'ika L'Meichash L'Teruv Hadas. Because we're afraid that people are going to get confused. They're not going to remember which words they said, even though you have a makri that is telling them what word to say. Nevertheless, we're afraid that they're even going to forget what the makri told them to say. Vein lenagin ele nigun echad mitchilu va'atsof. They should stick to one nigun from beginning to end. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, he brings down a taz, that the same goes for a chazan. A chazan should be careful not to switch the niggun in the middle of something because we're afraid of him getting confused as to where he's holding. The Mishnah Berurah also says that the kohanim themselves should all be singing at the same niggun. So even though there's more than one niggun for Birkas Kohanim, you have to make sure that all the kohanim are singing the same one. Sif Chav Beis, Mishtadlim Sheha Makri Yisrael. The Makri should be Yisrael. Now what we do is the Shliach Tzibur is the one that says Yivarecha. And he should be a Yisrael, not a Kohen. So first of all, the reason why he's got to be a Yisrael, the Rambam says, because the Pasuk says, Emor Lahem, that's where we derive that there's a need for a Makre. Emor Lahem means Lahem is the Kohanim. Emor is someone who is not a Kohen who is saying to them. Now consequently, a Kohen should not be a Shliach Tzibur, because then he's not going to end up being the Makri. Now, what happens if he is the Shliach Tzibur? Says the Mechaber, Ukeshechazan Kohen, Yamod Yisrael Etzlo, V'yikar Kohanim. And when he is a Kohen, so what you do is you have a Yisrael who calls Kohanim, and the Yakri Olsam, and will tell them, the Yivrecha and so on, what words to say. V'chazan Omid V'shosik, and the Chazan does not say anything. Lamaisa, the halacha of whether or not the Shliach Tzibur is allowed to duchin, is allowed to say Yivrecha, is another thing. That's a separate halacha. When he says here Omid Vishosek, he's assuming that he's not going to say Birkas Kohanim. What happens b'diyevet if there's absolutely nobody else to be makri for them? Then the kohen who's a shatz will end up being the makri rather than the kohen. The Mishnah Berurah also brings down that even in places where the minig is to say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu Barchenu, that is only when the shatz is the one that is calling Kohanim, so that it's in a lashon of tefillin part of the Shmoneh Esrei. Whereas if someone else is calling Kohanim, someone other than the Shliach Tzibur, then there's no need to say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. Sif Chav Gimel. B'shah sha'konim avarchem ha'om lo yabitu v'lo yasifu datam. At the time that the Kohanim are blessing the nation, they should not look around, and they should not be Masiach Das, they should not be thinking about anything else. Eliyu Einayim Klape Mata. Their eyes should be down, Kamo Sha'omei B'Tfilah, as if they were standing in davening. V'om Yechavnu L'Bracha. And everyone should be Mechavin, to be Mekabel L'Bracha, V'yu Pneim Keneged Pnei HaKohanim. And they should be facing the Kohanim. V'lo Yistaklu Behem, and also not look at them. Says the Ramah, Hagav, v'gam ha'kohanim lo yistaklu bideihem. And the kohanim too should not be looking at their own hands. Al kein nagu l'shalsho ha'talas al pneihem, v'yideihem chutz l'talas. There's one minig that what they do is they'll cover their faces with the talas and put their hands outside. V'yesh mekol mishanagu sh'yideihem b'fnim en ha'talas lo yistaklu ha'om bohem. The other minig is that the kohanim will actually cover their hands with the talas so that the people outside, meaning that will not be able to... will not be able to see their hands. In which case, the kohanim have to be careful not to look at their hands because they're under the talus together with their eyes. Now, the reason why the mechaber says that the eyes should be down like in tefillah, because the lemaisa you are being mispalel on a certain level, then Hashem should be mavarach, klalta should be mavarach us. With regard to not looking at them. Bizman HaMikdash, it was also to look at their hands at all. The Shechina was on their hands, and Memela, there are those who are knowing that even today they do not look at the hands of the Kohanim. The halacha is that you're not supposed to look around at anything, including their hands, in a way that you're going to get distracted. So Bizman HaMikdash, they couldn't even just take a glimpse, whereas today you're just not supposed to look around in a way that you're going to be distracted because you're supposed to be concentrating on the Birkas Kohanim. The Gra brings down that the Iker Minig is to have the hands outside the talis and not inside, but it seems that today the Minig is generally to cover their hands. And the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Darkei Moshe that the minig is that everybody else also covers their head with the talis. This way they're not going to end up looking at the Kohanim.